Get Practice Exam 4. Part 4. Listening. Now look at Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25. You have 45 seconds. You will hear a professional footballer giving a talk at a football club.
Hello, everybody. Seeing you reminds me a lot of myself when I was your age and dreaming of making it as a professional footballer. I've always loved the sport, but never believed that one day I'd be signing a contract with Riverside United. So, how did I get started? I can't remember a time when I didn't play football. Growing up in a house with four older brothers, I was probably kicking a ball before I was walking. At school, I was always on the football pitch. I think a lot of kids looked up to me because I was one of the best players on the team. So anyway, at about the age of 12, one of the coaches at school told me that I had potential, but I would have to focus all my free time on the sport if I was really serious about playing professionally. That's when I joined my local club, much like yours, and football became my life. My big break came at 14, when I was spotted by John Denny, the assistant academy director at Riverside United. I was offered a place at the team's football academy. At first, I thought it was going to be a problem because the academy wasn't near my home. There are strict rules, and if you're under 12, you must live within an hour's travelling distance. Luckily, players aged 13 to 16 can live 90 minutes from the academy. My parents agreed if I promised to keep up with my schoolwork. I've been with Riverside United for over 3 years now. It's hard work and takes a lot of commitment. That means giving up a lot of things like hanging out with friends. We train 3 times a week, including Saturdays, and Sundays are spent playing matches against other academy teams. And aside from regular schoolwork, players get football homework, such as training drills. You've got to work hard to get into an academy, but even harder to stay in. If the club isn't happy with you, your placement isn't renewed. I had friends who had to leave, and that was upsetting. You become like a family, and it's hard when someone leaves. At 16, I was offered a scholarship which allowed me to live closer to the club. Less travelling time meant more time for the sport. Next week, I'm going to be signing a professional contract. Most players have to wait until they're 19 before finding out whether they have a future with the club, so I consider myself fortunate. My parents, on the other hand, think I'm too young to make a commitment like this, but this is what I've been working towards, and I don't want to pass up this opportunity. Anyway, I'd like to wish you all good luck. Maybe one day it'll be your turn to sign a contract with a club. So what I want to say to you all in conclusion is, if you have a dream, don't give up on it. But be realistic about your abilities and limitations. Keep all options open.
Now listen again.
Hello, everybody. Seeing you reminds me a lot of myself when I was your age and dreaming of making it as a professional footballer. I've always loved the sport, but never believed that one day I'd be signing a contract with Riverside United. So, how did I get started? I can't remember a time when I didn't play football. Growing up in a house with four older brothers, I was probably kicking a ball before I was walking. At school, I was always on the football pitch. I think a lot of kids looked up to me because I was one of the best players on the team. So anyway, at about the age of 12, one of the coaches at school told me that I had potential, but I would have to focus all my free time on the sport if I was really serious about playing professionally. That's when I joined my local club, much like yours, and football became my life. My big break came at 14, when I was spotted by John Denny, the assistant academy director at Riverside United. I was offered a place at the team's football academy. At first, I thought it was going to be a problem because the academy wasn't near my home. There are strict rules, and if you're under 12, you must live within an hour's travelling distance. Luckily, players aged 13 to 16 can live 90 minutes from the academy. My parents agreed if I promised to keep up with my schoolwork. I've been with Riverside United for over 3 years now. It's hard work and takes a lot of commitment. That means giving up a lot of things like hanging out with friends. We train 3 times a week, including Saturdays, and Sundays are spent playing matches against other academy teams. And aside from regular schoolwork, players get football homework, such as training drills. You've got to work hard to get into an academy, but even harder to stay in. If the club isn't happy with you, your placement isn't renewed. I had friends who had to leave, and that was upsetting. You become like a family, and it's hard when someone leaves. At 16, I was offered a scholarship which allowed me to live closer to the club. Less travelling time meant more time for the sport. Next week, I'm going to be signing a professional contract. Most players have to wait until they're 19 before finding out whether they have a future with the club, so I consider myself fortunate. My parents, on the other hand, think I'm too young to make a commitment like this, but this is what I've been working towards, and I don't want to pass up this opportunity. Anyway, I'd like to wish you all good luck. Maybe one day it'll be your turn to sign a contract with a club. So what I want to say to you all in conclusion is, if you have a dream, don't give up on it. But be realistic about your abilities and limitations. Keep all options open.
That is the end of part 4.